cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know how much I really need you? I dey pray for the day when I can finally kiss you. You know, say every day I dey pray for you. Oh, in my heart today is a permanent place for you. That's why my heart it dey beat like do do bang, do do bang. Cause now you I choose, oh, I am family. I sing for you and I be like do do bang, do do bang. Baby, now you I go pick up. I am family. Give the world to you, but I'll give you what I have. Oh baby, oh, you are my Achilles. Koduro life, baby, oh. Baby, you know, say every day I pray for you. Oh, in my heart, oh, there's a permanent place for you. That's why my heart it beat like do do bang, do do. Now you I choose, oh, I am family, I am family. I sing for you and I be like do do bang, do do bang. Baby, now you I go pick up. I am family, I am family. Only for you it a be like do do bang, do do. I sing for you, oh, my baby, oh.
Say love is a beautiful thing, especially when it's with the right person. That was Duduke by Simi Adekunle Gold, and Duduke simply means the beat of your heart. Chai, I can't wait for my heart to start beating Duduke for someone. It gets me so emotional. Anyway, well done Simi, well done, well done. Ekaaro, bonjour, guten Morgen if you understand German, and good morning to everyone listening to me right now. If you're a first time or a returning listener, welcome to the best podcast ever. This is Realities of the 20s, where we talk about all things 20s. I'm Precious Brown, a 20-something who loves to help people by sharing what she enjoys and what she learns. I hope you all are staying safe and healthy. It's very, very important. Okay, before I dive right into today's episode, I'm supposed to announce the winner. All winners of my weekly 20-something riddle. So if you're listening for the first time, I make my show exciting by asking some 20s a 20-something riddle or question every week. Then I announce the winner, all winners, in my next episode, and I display their pictures, say a thing or two about them, and also advertise their businesses and stuff like that. See guys, don't worry, a time is coming now when I'll be doing big confirm giveaways, like for real, honestly. Just keep praying for me, I beg. But trust me, really, honestly, my winners will soon start getting some amazing gifts. All right, so last week's riddle was this: a cruise ship is filled with people, but yet there is no husband and wife on board. How and what is the name of the ship? Let me say that again. A cruise ship is filled with people, but yet there is no husband and wife on board. How and what is the name of the ship? I know it's simple, but it's also tricky. So a lot of people, as a matter of fact, almost everyone gave or said either courtship or friendship. Well, those are kinds of ships too. However, the answer is, the name of that ship is relationship. Honestly, I wasn't even thinking it would be this hard. Maybe because I included husband and wife. But then the reason there is no husband and wife on board is simply because the people on the ship are people who are dating. They are people who are in a relationship, but they are not married yet. So the husband and the wife that I included was the clue. But it, of course, it was also the confusing part, because I knew most people would think, oh, well, since there is no husband and wife, then apparently the people on the ship are either single people or they are just friends. But no, the people on the ship are actually people who are dating, but they are not married yet. Hence, there is no husband and wife on board. I know some people will kill me. But anyway, it's so unfortunate that I don't have any winner this week. But actually, some people got it right the first time. I wonder why they changed their mind. But maybe it's because I asked them if that was their final answer. So they got a little bit, off balance. Like people like Sheun, Ife, Samuel, they got it right the first time. In fact, Samuel said something very interesting. He gave an interesting answer by saying singleship. But Sammy, I'm so sorry. The people on board or on that ship are not single. Rather, they are dating but not married. And so we all know that the common name for 20s who are in a relationship, what, it's not even 20s, the common name, the general name for people that are dating but are not married, or the general name that we tag them with, or what we, when we see two people that are dating, the first thing that comes to our minds are, oh, these people are in a relationship. So that was the whole idea behind the riddle, and I really didn't think that a lot of people would get the answer. As a matter of fact, I was already preparing my mind for like 10 winners and stuff like that. But anyway, thank you all very much for participating. Thank you guys so much, and I want to encourage you to keep trying, and one day you might be my next winner. Thank you. So I'm gonna dive straight into today's episode, and I'll be talking about 20s in relationships. So that ship is a relationship. So whether you're single, whether you're married, you're going to learn a lot from this episode. Now, I'm not a relationship expert, but I listen to a lot of them and I never stop learning. So today's focus actually will be on the common mistakes that 20s make in relationships and or marriage. And also the common mistakes that we make even before we enter into a relationship and or marriage. All right, so the truth is that a lot of 20s are at that point in their lives where the next relationship must or could be the last. But that is with the exception of most guys. So I want you guys to tell me what you think about this very quickly. It's a popular opinion from a lot of ladies, but I want you guys to tell me what you think. So the truth is, like I said, a lot of 20s are at that point in their lives where the next relationship must or could be the last. But some guys don't believe so. As a matter of fact, a lot of 20-something guys believe that their 20s are their last chance for fun and adventures. So they often don't take their relationships seriously, and they are hardly committed, especially guys who are still in their early 20s, between the age brackets of 19 to 27. Now listen, I'm not generalizing, like I said earlier, I'm speaking for popular opinion, but it is very rare to see a guy in his early 20s commit to a serious relationship. And that is why a lot of ladies run from dating 20-something guys to dating guys who are much more older, because they believe that most 20-something guys are still mommy's boys, stuck on their ex. They cheat the most, they have no plans, and some don't even know what they want yet. And so they hurt a lot of ladies in the process. So guys, once again, no offense, I'm speaking from popular opinion, but I want you to tell me what you think about this. Guys, tell me what you think. Speak from the perspective of a guy and tell me what you think. You can leave me a voice message if you're listening to this on Anchor, and you can leave me a comment if you're listening to this on Podbean. Alright, so tell me what you think, guys, and tell me what you think, ladies, about this. Okay, so straight into today's topic. I want you guys to know that the most important decision any of us make is who we marry. And so I thought about it. If the most important decision any of us, or one of the most important decisions we can make, is who we marry, then how come there are no courses on how to choose a spouse or how to choose a partner. I mean, in various colleges and universities, there are no disciplines or courses on how to marry smartly or how to choose smartly, okay? And we happen to now plan for a lot of other stuffs like our career and businesses and so on, but we really don't plan for marriage. Which takes me to the first mistake a lot of 20s make, which is we always wait, or a lot of us wait until we are married before we start to prepare for marriage. Don't wait until you are married before you start to prepare for marriage. Now, there's a popular quote that says, "He who fails to plan, plans to fail." It applies to every aspect of your life. So, planning for marriage, preparing for marriage before you actually get married, just like we plan for other stuff like our career, businesses, and so on, is actually very important. And so, it's very important for us to make sure that we plan and prepare for marriage before we actually get married. The second mistake that a lot of 20s make is that a lot of 20s, especially ladies, we are always very picky about irrelevant things. Now, as much as you want to be very picky about who you marry, please, please, and please, this is my advice, be very picky about the things that will matter in years to come. Don't be picky about irrelevant stuffs. Don't be picky about irrelevant stuffs. Be picky about things that will matter in years to come. You want to know why? Yeah, because research on long-term marriages have shown that what people need in marriage changes over time. So at some point, it will no longer be about the boobs and the ass, guys. And ladies, it will no longer be about love. Yeah, that's the truth. There'll be more important stuffs for you to have a stable home. So don't be picky about the looks. Don't be picky about irrelevant things. Be picky about things that will matter in years to come. For example, what is his personality like? What is her personality like? Check the strength of your spouse's or spouse-to-be. Check the strength of his or her character. What are his values? What are her values? You know, those are the things that will matter in years to come. Not the looks, not the, you know, all those irrelevant things. Okay, so number three, I just want to rush this very quickly because I'm still going to share a lot more in my subsequent episodes anyway. Number three is that we reduce our standards and make negative compromises. This is also for ladies because we are usually the ones that are mostly affected by, you know, these things. Now, if you're a lady, if anyone tells you that your standards are too high, please tell them that theirs are too low. Now, I'm not saying that you make some irrational high standards, but of course, you'll have to make your standards as realistic as possible. But at the same time, never reduce your standards for anybody and never make negative compromises. Now, I'm emphasizing on negative because we all know the importance of making compromises in a relationship. It's very important, but not negative compromises. So, for example, if you're in a relationship and you have made up your mind not to do something, for example, now don't change your mind in the process, because the truth about guys that a lot of people don't know is guys respect ladies that respect themselves. Guys respect ladies that know what they want, not ladies that change like chameleons, or people that, you know, they don't pick girls that don't have integrity. So if you say something, stick to it. If you say you want to set some boundaries, set them. If you want, don't just do stuff because of love, because guys are not usually moved by emotions like we ladies. They are more logical. So if you start making negative compromises and you start bending your standards, or you start or you don't even love yourself, there is no guy that will love you if you don't love yourself. There is no guy that will respect you if you don't respect yourself. All right, so that is another very important thing. Number four is we break up for the wrong reasons. This also applies to ladies. As a matter of fact, not even just ladies, both ladies and guys, we break up for the wrong reason. So you're already in a relationship. You need to understand that there will always be differences of some kind. There will always, always be differences. But that is not what will kill a relationship. It is what you do with those differences that matters. Especially ladies, please, let us practice the principle of pausing. The principle of pausing. Pause before you assume. Ladies, men, you guys, we all are. In fact, why am I saying we? I assume a lot. We all assume a lot. Oh my God, he has not called me. Oh, maybe he's doing this. Maybe he doesn't love me anymore. Maybe we assume a lot. We just give ourselves unnecessary headache. So always pause before you assume, pause before you accuse, and pause before you react harshly. Okay, let me move straight to the next one. I don't want to waste too much time. Number 5, we listen to the wrong people. Who you listen to matters. Who you are learning from matters. We shouldn't just have mentors in careers and finance, but also mentors in relationship and marriage. So, like I said in one of my episodes, that who you listen to matters. Don't just listen to people who are explaining it. Listen to people who are experiencing it. For example, I can recommend or I listen to the likes of Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo. I listen to Caroline Roberts. You can check her YouTube videos. Her name is Caroline Roberts. She talks a lot on relationship and marriage, godly relationships and marriage. I listen to my own pastor too, Pastor Biodunla Dele. I listen to the Fela Duro Toyes. You know, a lot of other people. I'm sure we all have people that we look up to in marriage and we want to be like them, because you know they are experiencing, they have good homes, they have wonderful homes. So please, you can listen to their messages, watch their videos on YouTube and stuff like that. Finally, the last and common mistake that a lot of 20s make is that we involve God too late. Please don't just start involving God when you marry. Involve him when you're about to pick who you want to marry. Let God choose for you. Don't just make any rash decision or pick based on how your emotions are. Learn to keep your emotions under control and let God choose for you. Okay, because marriage is a big deal. It's a really really big deal. It's one of the most defining moments in our lives. So you cannot afford to just make any rash decision. You have to allow God choose for you. All right, so I have come to the end of this episode. Oh my God, I really don't like elongating it, but I'm sorry, I just have to say my mind. Okay, but thank you for listening. If you're a returning listener, honestly, thank you so much. Thank you. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at It's Precious Brown, and on Twitter at Presh is my name. Also follow me on Podbean. I'm now on Podbean. You can follow me on Podbean as well. And also, don't forget to share this episode with your friends who you think might benefit from this. Okay, so let me leave you with this wonderful love quote before I go. And the quote says, "To be happy with a man, you must understand him a lot and love him a little. But to be happy with a woman, you must love her a lot, even if you don't understand her at all." God bless you. Until next week, which is next week Saturday, I'm Precious Brown and I am 20-something. Bye.